Stretch Code. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello everyone, Drew Badger here. This is Big Scary News for episode 286. And we're going to start off with some news from Zoo Tampa in Tampa, Florida. It's that time of year again. Odd OT's Entertainment and Zoo Tampa at Lowry Park are gearing up for another holiday season together. We're in search of dancers, scare actors, stilt walkers and singers for both the Creatures of the Night and Christmas in the Wild events. The first round of auditions will be on July 12th. For more information, please contact casting at odds.com. That's odds.com. And you can get more information at zootampa.org/events. We have this from Darkside Haunted Estates in Middlesex, North Carolina. Darkside Haunted Estates' first annual Scary Christmas in July is happening July 12th and 13th. Tickets can be bought only at the ticket booth the day of show. A small portion of the haunt will be transformed into a very scary Christmas show you don't want to miss. Get more information at darksidehauntedestates.com. We have this from Demon Acres Haunted House in Hannibal, New York. Experience the terrifying Krampus and Blackout in July event. Prepare yourself for a night of spine-chilling horror as Krampus and his twisted elves lurk in the haunted house, ready to send shivers down your spine at every corner. Step into the darkness of Blackout, where a power outage has unleashed chaos in the jail. Can you find your way out with only a glow stick while a deranged inmate prowls freely? But that's not all. Enjoy a live DJ, bonfire, tantalizing food, and fun carnival mini games to keep you entertained all night long. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/demonacres. We have this from Hera's Nightmare Haunted Attraction in Westminster, Maryland. Calling all Halloween fans, have you ever wanted to work at a haunted house? Come be a part of our MUA team. Training and or for hire if you have previous experience. Please email harasnightmail@gmail.com. There are limited slots. Don't drag your feet. Get more information at harasnightmare.com or their Facebook page. We have this news from Fright Farm in Smithfield, Pennsylvania. We're now hiring actors. Are you ready to bring the scare factor to the next level? Join us at Fright Farm and become part of our thrilling team. We're looking for enthusiastic, energetic individuals ages 15 and up to create unforgettable scares this Halloween season. Come with your best scare tactics and a willingness to have fun. Bring a friend who'd be perfect for this spooky gig. For any questions, contact Amber at amber@frightfarm.com and we'll see you in the shadows. To apply, visit FrightFarm.com. We have this news from the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in Weston, West Virginia. Have you ever wanted to explore all of the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum? Here's your opportunity. We're conducting tours on selected dates through this year. This tour includes all four floors of the main building plus a subsection which was used for lobotomy and recovery and the oldest part of the hospital built during the Civil War. You will learn the history of the asylum, paranormal experiences, and the methods of medical treatment utilized by the hospital throughout the years. The tour includes an exploration of the main building, the medical center, the criminally insane unit, and the women's auxiliary building. This in-depth tour does require a fair amount of physical exertion, and participants must be able to walk long distances and climb several flights of stairs. This is a guided tour, and you must stay with your group. Have questions? Call 304-269-5070 or visit trans-AlleghenyLunaticAsylum.com. We have this news from Screamville Haunted Attraction in Knoxville, Tennessee. Attention campers, returning this fall to Screamville, welcome to Camp Getaway, the ultimate horror-themed escape experience. Immerse yourself in a chilling adventure where every corner holds secrets, mysteries, and heart-pounding surprises. Survive the nightmare. Can you outsmart the deranged killer lurking in the campgrounds? Solve mind-bending puzzles, decode cryptic clues, and stay one step ahead to escape the clutches of terror. Uncover sinister secrets. Uncover the dark secrets of Camp Getaway. Will you unveil the truth or be consumed by the darkness that lurks within? And the countdown. Race against time as the clock ticks away. Every twist and turn will keep you on edge, pushing your limits and ensuring an unforgettable experience. Who can survive? Camp Getaway welcomes both seasoned escape game enthusiasts and brave newcomers ready to confront their deepest fears. Gather your group for fearless adventures, test your wits, and strive to be the ones who escape Camp Getaway. Get more information at ScreamvilleHaunts.com. We have an update from Memphis MonsterCon coming to Memphis, Tennessee. The 2024 Memphis MonsterCon is happening November 9th and 10th at the Pipkin Building at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, 940 Early Maxwell Boulevard in Memphis. It's the premier horror convention with special guests Tyler Main, Ken Foray, Felissa Rose, CJ Graham, Brett Wagner, Tom Matthews, Robert Mukes, and many, many more. There will be panels, vendors, artists, photo ops, cosplay, food trucks, and lots of other great events. You can purchase your advance tickets at MemphisMonsterCon.com. We have this from the Incarceration Music and Tattoo Festival coming to Mansfield, Ohio. This comes to us via Vic Amesquita. One of America's most unique events, the Incarceration Music and Tattoo Festival, returns to the historic Ohio State Reformatory in Mansfield for its sixth year, July 19th through the 21st, with a music lineup packed with top rock acts, haunted attractions, and more than 115 tattoo artists. During the festival, attendees have the opportunity to get inked at the on-site tattoo convention hosted inside the world-famous historic prison, or take a self-guided tour of the haunted Ohio State Reformatory. This is the only time that this award-winning haunt, Blood Prison, is open outside the Halloween season. Take note, Blood Prison is available to incarceration pass holders for an additional fee. Get more information, music lineup, and more at Inc., that's I-N-K, carceration.com. We have this news from the Wisconsin Fairgrounds in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Are you ready to own a piece of haunted history? After 20 years of thrilling and chilling, the Wisconsin Fairgrounds is up for sale. This just isn't any haunted house. It's a modular masterpiece that can be reconfigured to fit any spine-tingling vision you have, offering over 20,000 square feet of terror. Everything you need to run this successful haunted attraction is included. It's perfect for Halloween enthusiasts and entrepreneurs looking to dive into the fright business. Don't miss out on this ghoulishly good opportunity. Contact them, thefearfarm@gmail.com today for more information, or visit facebook.com/Wisconsin Fairgrounds for more. We have this update from the Texas Haunters Convention and Dark Hour Haunted House in Plano, Texas. Are you attending the Texas Haunters Convention? Did you know there's a very special Dark Hour tour available to attendees only? Explore Dark Hour under the eerie glow of lights, accompanied by spine-tingling sounds and encounters with their terrifying actors. Dive deeper into the abyss with a lights-up and backstage tour. You'll navigate the haunt where every chilling detail is revealed. Uncover the secrets behind the scares as you venture backstage to witness the artistry of fear firsthand. After your pulse-pounding adventures, feast on a delicious spread of brisket, chicken, and sausage, accompanied by beans, potato salad, and rolls, catered by Ye Olde Butcher Shop. Indulge your sweet tooth with tantalizing desserts and quench your thirst with water and tea. Plus, enjoy libations at the Cash Bar as you unwind during dinner with a Q&A session with the proprietors and team of Dark Hour Haunted House. Get more information at TexasHauntersConvention.com/fun-events. We have an update from the Idaho Horror and PopCon coming to Garden City, Idaho. We are thrilled to announce that Western Idaho Paranormal Inc. will be joining us at the Idaho Horror and Pop Minicon on July 13th. Join us at the Ohio Horror and Pop Minicon to meet the team from Western Idaho Paranormal, learn about their fascinating investigations, and discover more about their methods and findings. This is a unique opportunity to engage with professionals dedicated to exploring the unknown with integrity and scientific accuracy. Get more information at IdahoHorror.com. We have some news on a ghost hunt at the infamous Clown Motel in Tonopah, Nevada. Our ghost hunts at the infamous Clown Motel will pry at the very limits of fear. Activity at this location includes cold spots, disembodied voices, unexplained knocking and scratching sounds, and physical sensations such as being touched. Are you brave enough to sleep at the Clown Motel and face its terrifying hauntings? Book your stay now and discover what restless souls and lonely clowns await you in the darkness. Happening Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st, book now at hauntedrooms.com/Nevada. And finally, we have this update from Midsummer Scream coming to Long Beach, California. Zombie Joe's Underground Theater is returning to Midsummer Scream with more urban death. Check out terrifying performances of their chilling and shocking show throughout Saturday and Sunday. Dress rehearsals may be open to the public on Friday. Due to the graphic nature and intense nature of this production, it's restricted to guests 18 and up only. Entry into this and all other panels, presentations, performances, and attractions is included with your admission to Midsummer Scream. Happening July 26th through the 28th at the Long Beach Convention Center, please visit MidsummerScream.com to purchase your passes and get more info. And as an aside, we have an interview tonight with David Markland of Midsummer Scream. Enjoy. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, it is no secret, if you have listened to this show for years or fairly recently, I talk about this show as being my absolute favorite show of the year. I have been going since year one, traveling across the country from the Carolinas to California just to attend Midsummer Scream. It's coming up in about 30 days. Oh my God, it's coming up in about 30 days. Long Beach Convention Center in beautiful Long Beach, California, July 26th through the 28th. It's going to be a banger like it always is. The beautiful Southern California weather, the Queen Mary, the marina, the fish tacos, all that good stuff that you have to offer in late July. Always love talking to this guy, the man responsible for Midsummer Scream, David Markland from Southern California. David, my friend, it is great to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me back. I am certainly not the only person who takes the blame for Midsummer Scream. We have a killer team that does this. It's very proud of the team, good group. But thank you. I'll take the credit if somebody needs to take it.
Pass it along to all your staff, all the people who make Midsummer Scream what it is. There's got to be, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of people that work behind the scenes from the end of the last one to this one to make it as big as it is. And arguably, it's probably, don't have actual numbers, arguably the biggest Halloween show in the United States as of now. You gave me numbers last year, approximate, and they just keep growing every year. And I've got to say, man, for a haunter slash Halloween slash, you know, horror show, I don't know how you just keep getting bigger and better every year, but somehow you manage to do it.
Yeah, no, it's, our footprint hasn't grown too much. We just keep packing more stuff in. My team kind of hates me for it because it creates, you know, more work for everybody, but at the end of the day, everybody's really proud. Makes for a better experience for guests.
And I have to say that, you know, it never, you know, even though you had, if I'm allowed to say, over 40,000 people last year, and I don't think I'm wrong with that, it never appeared to be super crowded. You guys have that place so well organized. You have the wide aisles. You have everybody spaced out well. You know, obviously, that many people trying to get in the morning takes a little bit of time, but once they're in, they have a fantastic experience. It's not just, you know, people selling soaps and books and you know, creepy stuff. You've got giant haunter companies like you'd see at Transworld, like Immortal Masks, and you've got companies like, you know, Universal coming out, Hollywood, or Six Flags Magic Mountain coming out, Los Angeles Haunted Hayride coming out, and they do panel discussions and they do talks and they have displays. It's an amazing show, which is one of the reasons it's my favorite. But let's talk about, really quick, the crown jewel of what I love about Midsummer Scream, and that, of course, is the Hall of Shadows. For people who don't know what that is, they haven't been out there, they haven't heard of this yet, can you give a brief explanation as to why this is, in my opinion, the absolute coolest thing going on in the haunted house industry?
It's about 90,000 square feet. It's a hall that's 90,000 square feet in the dark. We turn all the overhead lights on and pack it with, we fill it with haunted houses, walkthroughs and displays. So you're walking through there, it is Halloween night, with full-sized mazes, really elaborate exhibits. We have this year, we have Lionsgate Studios is doing a display with us that's being designed by John Cook of Plague Productions, who, you know, previously has built for Queen Mary and 13th Floor and Not Scary Farm. And we have, Fear Farm, which is a fantastic local haunt here. They're doing our entryway. So that when you go from the show floor into the Hall of Shadows, you're definitely entering a different world. And Rick West with our team, he is responsible for you know, recruiting and, you know, getting everybody on board to be part of this. And he's really, he's worked his tail off to get, you know, this really awesome, high quality haunts inside there. And also came up with a theme for the Hall of Shadows itself called Spirits and Legends, which will especially be seen with the Fear Farm entryway, which will kind of lean towards the Old West.
Ooh, that sounds interesting. Now, the people who are invited to come in, I'm assuming there's an application process. Are they primarily pro haunts? Are they semi-pro? Are they yard haunts and home haunters? Who is it that makes up the many, many people that build these displays and walkthroughs in the Hall of Shadows?
It's literally and deliberately a mix of all of the above. We have, you know, Rotten Apple, who's been with us, I think, every year since we began. They are doing a display, and it's a local collaborative of haunters that work together on each other's haunts, and then with us, they will do something special for our crowd. We have Haunted Car Wash, which is a pro haunt experience here in Southern California, and they do kind of a photo op experience. Like I said, we've got Lionsgate coming in and Plague Productions. You know, Plague is probably one of the most sought after pro haunt designers in the country. So we've got that. And then we have the Drake Society and the Santa Ana Haunts. And, you know, if they are home haunts, I think they're breaking through and, you know, starting to sell tickets to their pro haunts now. But we don't even have an application process. Honestly, Rick goes and to as many haunts as he can and during the season. And if he sees something good, he asks people if they want to come to Hall of Shadows. Oh, wow. And it's a big lift, but we're able to get some in there. We're really proud and happy to have them with us.
I did not realize that. That is fantastic.
If anybody wants to come, they can email us. And Rick is really adamant. Like he wants to know if somebody wants to come, but he definitely wants to check it out first to see how they can do it live.
And I believe last year, was that the first year you had haunts that were not from California showing up? And do you have any from out of state this year?
This year, I think we're back with, I think it was from Colorado, and I'm sorry, I'm going to mess up the name. We had a few people that were driving it from long distances, but we did have someone from Colorado drive in and set up this year. Not necessarily haunts from out of town, but, you know, the Lionsgate thing is being built on the other side of the country, and it'll be shipped in.
And, you know, it wouldn't be Midsummer Scream without a smattering of some pretty good guests. You have some pretty big-name people that show up this year. Not enough to, you know, consider yourself a true horror con like, you know, those other ones that you go to all the time that have, like, 300 special guests. But you've got some pretty big-name people coming in this year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm really excited with everybody, but we have the Black Phone cast coming in. We just love that movie. We have I'm just going through my list here. Jenna Davis, who does the voice of Megan from that movie, she's going to be with us. We have Katie and Micah from Paranormal Activity, from the original Paranormal movie. They're going to be with us. And, you know, repeating guests, we have the Boulay brothers, and, you know, Bob Gurr is going to be joining. And, of course, Cassandra Peterson, a.k.a. Elvira, is with us for the weekend. I don't know. I wouldn't say that we are not a horror con, but it's definitely not, you know, our event has so much going on. I could see it not being seen that way.
I've always considered you a hybrid show. You've got enough for people who love the horror and love the Halloween, and then you've got the stuff for the haunters. You've got the people that sell masks and costumes,
yeah.
And, you know, people who have home haunts in the area can come in and buy their supplies at Midsummer Scream. So it's a really great concept. You have enough that people who need a $1,000 immortal mask can go and get one, and they can also go get an autograph from Elvira. Can't do that at a lot of horror cons, and the trade shows and things don't bring in guests. So I love the concept, and I love the fact you've been doing it. And big names here. I mean, for people who don't know Bob Gurr is a Disney Imagineer retired who designed the Doom Buggy in the Haunted Mansion, you know, one of the most iconic pieces of Disney stuff out there. And he is just one of the coolest and nicest guys out there. Love the fact that he keeps coming back. And of course, you know, say what you want about Elvira. It's been many years since she's been there, but She's going to bring you some crowds. And there's just a whole list of them up on your website. I know John Cassier is going to be there, the Crypt Keeper, and I believe Ken Foray is going to be there, or Tony Todd, one of the two. I can't remember which one.
All of them. Tony's going to be with us. John Cassier, Candyman's Tony Todd. Victoria Price, daughter of Vincent Price.
Yes, I'm looking forward to seeing her again.
And then from the drag world, we have, Boulay Brothers, from Drag Show, and Peaches Christ, who is, if you don't know who she is, she is, the haunt, to haunter with a huge, amazing haunt up in the San Francisco Bay Area that's really huge, as well as, just being all over the place and, as they say, being fabulous.
A fabulous guest on our show at one point a couple of years back. So.
Oh, cool.
And one of the things I also love is that you've got some pretty big panels coming in. I know in the past you've had people from a lot of the big entertainment studios talking about what their Halloween plans are. Do you have any of that going on this year?
Yeah, that really is, along with the Hall of Shadows, the foundation is really focused on the big haunts and, what they're doing this year. And we have Six Flags, which just made... I'm sure you covered it, a giant announcement this week about a bunch of cool IP-based mazes, including like Trick or Treat and The Conjuring and Saw coming to their event this year. We have Dark Harbor, which is back. Queen Mary's Dark Harbor is back this year. We have them doing a presentation. Not Scary Farm's going to do a talk about their process and, how they make the magic at, just the most amazing theme park attraction for Halloween. I'm going down the list. The 13th floor has its own presentation. They have so much going on. We kind of had to combine all of it because they have the LA Haunted Hayride and a few other attractions here, like Delusion. So they're going to do like a mega panel. And Dark Harbor is one of their things too now this year. But we decided to separate those two. And then, we cap it all off. We did this last year. And Halloween Horror Nights with John Murdy is always... it's like we have the Rolling Stones with us.
absolutely.
The draw, or I don't want to say the Taylor Swift of the haunt community. That's totally inaccurate. But in terms of the crowds, maybe not too far off.
Now, is this more for the Hollywood Halloween Horror Nights or Orlando, or is it or both going to be represented?
Right now, all these haunts just represent their SoCal versions.
Okay. Fair enough. And I know that even though this is a Halloween show, I know they allow cosplayers out there to go around, walk in costume and everything. It's not too scary for kids, right? You've got a whole kids area, so if you want to bring some kids and they want to come and see all this interesting stuff, it's not too scary for them, is it?
No. It's one of those things where I don't really want to make it timid. We don't want to be too tame. If your kids are easily scared, it's probably not a show for them because we do have creatures walking around. But we kind of find kids like it. They get it. People are very considerate. We do have content, we have, different talks and stuff for the kids. We have Monster High Cast coming out. So we're going to be doing like a panel with them in an area where kids can do crafts. So even if they do get a little scared, we have a spot for them to kind of hide. That's like I said, it's not deliberately not scary for kids, but we also, want to make sure that the Hall of Shadows is where the real scares are and everywhere else is a shopping experience.
But of course, you can encourage them to come in costume too. So, it's really very interesting. When I take pictures of the event, I always like to pick out some of the great cosplayers because there's just such creativity out there. And a whole lot of kids are pretty darn creative too, so...
Yeah.
It just sounds like a lot of fun. Are the L.A. Ghostbusters going to make an appearance this year?
Let me look. I believe they are. I know we're having some Ecto-mobiles. And I'm just looking at my... Yes, they are coming.
Nice.
Los Angeles Ghostbusters.
So you can tell the kids if it's too scary or if there's too many ghosts around, at least you'll have the Ghostbusters out there to protect them and keep them safe. So we can't complain about that. Now, one of the most unique things that I love about Midsummer Scream, for those people, you've been walking around all day, you've been selling all day, you're burned out almost, you're taking a break. You've got the coolest room in the Long Beach Convention Center, and it's called the Black Cat Lounge. Please tell me it's coming back again. And for those who don't know what this is, when I brought my kids out there, this was absolutely one of their very favorite things.
No, it's absolutely coming back. It's, you know, it is the kitten lounge for people to meet cats and hopefully adopt some. And if not, just come in and cuddle them. It's a great place to de-stress a little bit. And I, you know, I wish I could give you some information, but we have a really cool partnership this year that we're just eager to announce. So keep an eye on details for that. But I'm bummed I you know, didn't get that announcement ready in time to be able to say on the podcast here.
That's okay. You know, you send it to us. We'll put it on the next show. You've still got about a month to promote a lot of this stuff. Last year, I believe, or the year before, was the first year I believe you had to take reservations for time slots. Is that going on this year?
I think if we get to that point, yeah. I mean, I think the plan this year, and it worked out a little bit last year, is we will have a custom pin that's made, and if you buy the pin, it'll get you priority access with Black Cat Lounge, and the money is from the pin sales. All the money goes to Kitten Rescue here in LA, which works, you know, every day year round to, you know, help find homes for the stray cats.
That's always a good cause, no matter where you are. What's the hotel situation looking like? I don't ever recall you having a, quote, host hotel, unquote, but I know there's a slew of hotels in the area. I usually get an Airbnb in Long Beach, and I was lucky to find the one that I normally go to still available. Are there host hotels that are affiliated with you specifically, or what?
I mean, we have three listed on the website. I'd say check that out. I think by the time this podcast airs, we will be fully sold out. But that said, give them a call if you want to go to them, and they may be able to match the rate. I can't promise that, but you can always ask. And, you know, there are other hotels around. And, you know, of course, there's Airbnb.
Yes, that's the godsend for me. I got one that I've been using for years, man. I'm not telling you where it is.
Is it the Ghostly Retreat? Have you heard of that?
I'm going to have to look at that. Send me a link to that one. You have my interest now.
That's Jeff Scheifelbein's haunt. It's basically a haunted mansion Airbnb.
Oh, my goodness.
It is like staying overnight inside the haunted mansion.
Why did I not know this?
It's probably about 30 to 45 minutes-ish, maybe a little bit less, depending on traffic. If it's available, I'd track that one down.
Why do I not know about this? Please send me a link to that when you can.
All right.
You mentioned earlier when we were talking about the Black Cat Lounge, you mentioned if you buy a pin, it gives you priority access. Is this your VIP package, or what is that? And are there still VIP-type packages available?
No, for the Black Cat Lounge, that's separate because it is a nonprofit. It's a separate organization. But we do have, you know, people who want to come to the event. They can buy a single day, obviously, or a weekend pass. But then we have, for the diehards, we have the Gold Bat Pass, yes. Which we've been doing, I think, since our first year or second year. But that gets you priority into the haunts inside the Hall of Shadows because the lines for those can get pretty busy. It's almost like a front of line pass. And it also works for our bigger panels and presentations as well, where we let in the people with the Gold Bats in first. So if they're into, you know, the Halloween Horror Nights presentation or something else that will be a big be full, then we let in the Gold Bats first, and after that they sort of can cut the line if there's still space remaining.
Sounds like a plan. What about food trucks? I know there's plenty of places to eat in the immediate area right across the street from the convention center, but you will have food trucks here this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's a great thing about Long Beach and the convention center. Inside, they have a few different options, and then outside, they usually have a curated lineup of the food trucks. I don't know who's... So, no shortage of food options, and we know some people are working on a budget, so they may want to find a deal, go for a little walk a couple blocks. They can probably find something within their budget for sure.
Excellent. You know, all of this is just amazingly packed into one small weekend, July 26th through the 28th, which is, oh wow, less than a month away. For all this information, all the guests, all the panels, all the vendors, all the really cool stuff going on down in Long Beach, California, where is the best place for people to get all that information?
You can go to midsummerscream.com.
You got the .com. Excellent. I know it was .org for so long.
Somebody was sitting on it for like almost 10 years, but wow. We finally snagged it.
Nice. We've been using .org so long, I'm probably still saying that in the news, so my apologies.
Oh, I still say it, okay. But now we are...
And that still takes you there, right?
Yeah, everything's, okay. You'll still see .org after you type in .com, but I like to... start getting people used to that.
And, of course, on all the social medias, just look up Midsummer Scream and you'll find it.
Yeah, we're mainly on Instagram and Facebook.
Well, never David...
haven't figured out the TikTok yet, but we'll get there eventually.
Neither have we, sir. Neither have we. David Markland is the organizer, executive, big cheese, whatever you want to call him, of Midsummer Scream, happening at the Long Beach Convention Center in beautiful... Long Beach, California, July 26th through the 28th. It is not too late to get your VIP tickets. It is not too late to buy single day or season passes. Get all the information you need, a complete list of the guests, the panels, the film festival, which we didn't even talk about, the Hall of Shadows, all that cool stuff at midsummerscream.com. David, I look forward to seeing you in about a month, sir.
All right, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you there.
My name is Drew Badger, heading to Southern California in about a month, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, BigScaryShow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.